We'll do some college football coming up in 20 minutes with our buddy Brad Powers. His early looks, his place already in. He bets earlier in the week, so we'll find out what he's thinking for the next college football slate. Joe O, Sammy P, thanks for hanging out. This is Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network. Before we jump into the NFL awards, the movement there, the notable action going on, I did want to mention Survivor. So Denver wins last night. They were a favorite. Like, they were heavily picked. Paul Aspen had them in Circus Survivor. They were the third most popular pick. So once again, the chalk gets through. And people are thinking, well, no, that's not true. The Chargers were favored by 6 and they lost. Well, not a lot of people picked them. The Packers were favored by almost a touchdown and they lost. Well, not a lot of people picked them on the road. The top 5 picks all get through. Buffalo, Houston, Denver, Detroit, and New England. I was on Buffalo, Houston, and New England. Top 5 get through. Number 6 play was the Chargers. That's your loser. Over 5% of the pool there. 7th most popular pick, Green Bay. 3.5% out there. So, Sam, we started with 18,700, and now we're at about 12,400. How many do you have shares of? How many spots in Circa?
One. Just one.
And that one is with?
Pat and Chris, 108.
It is. Okay, 108. Mm-hmm. And you guys had which team this past week? I know you already used Buffalo. You did Houston or no?
No, in this one, I believe we did Detroit. I don't know. Oh, I literally told them, don't even tell me. I don't even want to know. All I know is that we won.
Okay.
The more I get involved, the more likely it is that we lose. I don't even know. Okay, so here we go. I got a text Saturday at 11:18 a.m. We're on the Lions. And then I sent Lions with a wrench emoji. So, yep, we had
the wrench?
You know why the wrench? Why the wrench? That should be a segment. Why the wrench?
All right, you got one spot. That's all you need. That's all you need. Yeah. It's crazy. It's too chalky. We're going to have a blow-up week soon. You would hope so. It hasn't happened in the first month, but I guess a lot of people are getting a bang for their buck, so they're not, like, devastated about Survivor getting bounced in week one or week two. A lot of people still alive. For the most part, I'd say a third have been knocked out. So the vast majority of Survivor pools. Do you remember last year at this point? It was like 95-96% of pools were done.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Yeah.
It was the first 2 weeks where you just had massive favorites. Not only the number one favorite, but multiple favorites go out week one, week two. I think two of the top three went out, and maybe one of the weeks all three went out, the top three selected teams. There was a lot of chaos last year. Oh, great. What's my Splash Sports password? The hell if I know. I'm going to log in and see how many people were left in the reverse Survivor pool I'm in. I got one guess what my password is for Splash Sports. Nope, no chance. Okay, great. Awesome.
Moon 1 did not work.
Just keep me logged in. Like, who's trying to hack my Splash Sports account? Nobody. Because I'm out of college Survivor. And the Chicago media contest, I'm like 2 games under 500. Nobody needs to log in with their password every time. This is so dumb. Oh, I'm in. Second try was good. I'm in. Okay. So, many losers. I have a decision to make this week. Okay. Because I have to pick the loser, obviously. Do I take the Raiders at the Colts? Or do I take the Bengals against the Lions?
Bengals look so bad. Short week in Detroit?
It is in Detroit, I think. Yes. No, Detroit's on the road. Damn it. Yeah.
Detroit's are you really scared? Are you really scared favorite? About Cincinnati? Yeah.
We'll come back to this. We have several days. I mean, you just talked about Survivor, so naturally I talked about reverse Survivor, which apparently I'm very good at. And now I will definitely lose because I said that. Oh, no, never mind. I already have my answer. I know who I'm picking. Patriots. They're going to get blown out on Sunday night. There we go. Done.
Oh, yeah. Bills. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm done. Thank you. Moving on.
So you know the Patriots are winning, right?
Did you see the price, by the way, on Buffalo to win the division this morning? Take a guess how big it is. And whatever your guess is, add more.
5,000.
Oh, okay. All right. So you were probably going to guess it exactly. Minus 3,000 to win the division.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's incredible. Yeah. Gee. Yeah, BetMGM's the highest by far. Well,
yeah, I have the list. Ben Fox tweeted it out. So here are your division favorites right now. Ravens minus 175, Colts minus 105, Chargers plus 105, Bills minus 3,000. And then in the NFC, Eagles minus 350, Bucks minus 325, Packers plus 110, Rams plus 130.
Should the Packers be favored?
Yes, but I wouldn't bet it.
Mm-hmm. Minnesota's 10 to 1.
Man.
That was quick. That was quick. Yeah, I know. Seahawks number took a drop right away. The way that game is priced this week, like, kind of, even though a week ago we're like, man, Seahawks undervalued. We like them on Thursday. And then the way they made the line this week, I'm like, okay, now they might be a little overvalued. People went little bit too far.
This number on the look ahead, the 11-day number in Vegas was Seattle minus 1.5. Mm-hmm. And now we are not only out to 3, we are through 3. BetMGM 3.5 minus 102. Let me tell people and be very honest about this. That is super sharp money to knock that through the 3 on Monday. Yeah. That's, I mean, to get that from 2.5 on the reopen to 3.5 in 24 hours, that's a big push early in the week. Now, it doesn't mean that it's not going to come back, but they took some bets from people that clearly know what they're doing, and you move it to 3, and then it's like, oh, they're still betting 3? Let me get to 3.5. I'm not necessarily in love with laying 3.5, but they got to the right number very, very quickly on that game because they took some sharp pops on Seattle. Guys were willing to lay 3, so you just move it off the 3. I don't know what to do with that game yet. We got some time to think about it. But you brought this up yesterday with the awards. I don't remember, and I'm trying not to be like dramatic about this, I don't remember an offensive rookie of the year race being this fun this awesome. Early in the season. And you basically said that. I'm paraphrasing what you said, so I'll give you full credit on this. But if you look at that market, man, you got 5 guys that could win it easily. 5. Maybe more.
I think more.
But the range in prices, when you got 4 guys between like 250 and 5 to 1, and then your next wave of guys are 10 to 1, 12 to 1, we still have multiple months to go of this race, and things will happen. Breakout games will happen. Injuries will happen. It's all a part of it. But I have the rail up right here on our screen. Abuka 250, Genty 380, Dart 450, Hampton 5-1. How fun is this race going to be the next few weeks?
It's phenomenal. Phenomenal. And they're all producing. That's what makes it so fun. Like, if you look this week, okay, what did Abuka do? Your favorite. Oh, he just had his first 100-yard game. He got a touchdown, too. He's got 4 touchdowns in 4 weeks. No big deal. Just stepping in as a rookie and contributing immediately. He's the favorite weapon right now of Baker Mayfield. That's what we're seeing from him. Genty, when's he going to score? When's he going to have big game? 3 touchdowns against the Bears. 3 touchdowns in 1 game. 2 of them come through the air. Like, he was phenomenal. When's Hampton going to blow up? Oh, this past week. He had a great game as well. The number of running backs, too. Judkins, he's further down the board. He's the 7th favorite best number I see, a 16 to 1. But he's very much in this mix. since getting the starter's job last week. Like, he's taken over and he's getting a ton of touches. He's gotten into the end zone the last couple of weeks. Like, that anytime touchdown price is certainly going to start dropping. He's been phenomenal. Scataboo is in the mix. Like, darts ahead of him, has a shorter number, but you have two rookies contributing on offense to this Giants team, and now they're out there all the time. First couple weeks, not so much. Now it's all Dart and Scataboo out there. You know, the name that it feels like got the hype before the season, but is not going to win it, is Cam Ward.
No.
Cam Ward can't win this award, right?
Neither will Travis Hunter, and that was a legit debate from some people that Travis Hunter is going to be the offensive rookie of the year. And I thought, no, not going to happen. Not going to have enough reps, yeah. Enough snaps. Now, they're not even targeting him. Like, he's not even getting targets. So I see Travis Hunter 50-1. Cam Ward, just a prisoner of a horrible situation. And, you know, it's tough to think. You know, we talked about Minnesota and dropping McCarthy in a great situation with the coach and the line and the weapons and all that. And Minnesota's had its fair share of injuries for sure, including the quarterback. But we talked about how great the scenario was for McCarthy. The situation Cam Ward was dropped into, it's difficult to be in a worse spot for a young quarterback. And it's not to say that Cam Ward is a bust, because that's ridiculous after a month of games. But they have really nothing in the coaching department and the development department. And reporters were already calling out Callahan, the coach. There was a really funny exchange. What are the two words he uses? Every coach has buzzwords, right? It was resilient and something else. It was two R's, resilient and can't remember the second word. And the reporter asked Callahan after the last game where they didn't score, are you still resilient and blank? And he's like, I know what you're doing, and I'm not going to say anything because I don't want to say something I regret or something. Like, all right, this guy's gone. The press is already turning on him. You know, it's like, it's so bad. But the weapons aren't great, and the O-line is already falling apart. I feel for Cam Ward. He's going to get a lot of crap. It's not his fault.
All right, I have another offensive rookie of the year name I need to throw out there that we haven't talked about before. And I was watching this game very closely because I had a survivor play on it as I was getting frustrated. Week number one, this guy was only out there for 11% of snaps. On Sunday, he was out there for 56% of the snaps, and he was contributing. He was making an impact. Woody Marks is 75-1. Texans running back. He got more usage than Chubb. I think he passed him up this weekend. And if that continues to be the case, maybe they run the ball, stick with their defense. Nico Collins, when needed, third and long. Like, they converted like a third and 30. Like, it was ridiculous against the Titans. But I'm kind of thinking, only because of the number, as wide open as this race is, Woody Marks might be worth a play. Just saying.
I'm still kicking myself I didn't listen to you on Jackson Dart, so I might have to go down the barrel on Woody Marks.
Woody Marks. It sounds crazy. But like you said, there's months left. And what if the Texans turn it around and they're leaning on the run game with him and he gets a lot of run? Like, I could see it. I could see it where he jumps in. All of a sudden, he's part of the conversation. It, like, your guy Hampton, he had a big game, but it took a little bit. Genty had a big game, but it took a little bit. One big game, and then the narrative completely changes on Mark. So maybe it. I want to say it's going to be tough, but it's also wide open. Like, there isn't anybody that everyone is chasing right now. This is going to be fun to track. But, I mean, that's the one that stands out to me. I don't know that I would chase anybody. If you really – is Judkins a horrible number, 16-1? No, it's not a horrible number. It's fine. The problem is, if you're going to be bad and on a bad team and you're the running back, it is tough for you. But I hope Judkins keeps it rolling, obviously, because I have a ticket on him.
Yeah.
Anybody else worth discussing here?
No.
Henderson, what's the chatter there? like he got he's out there more. I don't know.
They like him. Will Vrabel stick with him, though? I think that's what they're trying to figure out.
Yep.
By the way, this morning, the MVP market has Josh Allen plus 110. BetMGM.
Big gap. Big gap between Josh Allen and everybody else. After that, it's, you know, guys like Jordan Love fell. We saw a lot of that this weekend. Brad Powers, college football plays on the other side, the BetMGM Network.